against Perry is our next case for argument. Mr. Hillis.
May it please the court.
You may be wondering why you're here, in light of the fact that the United States has confessed error and the two of you filed a motion to waive oral argument. So let me tell you why you're here. You argued that the maximum term of imprisonment for your client on the revocation of his supervised release was 21 months, and the United States has agreed with that. And the basis for that calculation is a conclusion that the maximum for a Class C felony is 24. He has earlier served 3. 24 minus 3 is 21, something even a lawyer can work through. The question is 24 months the maximum for all violations of supervised release put together, or for each independent violation of supervised release? We've done a little research, and it turns out that either 6 or 7 U.S. courts of appeals have held that the 24 months applies per violation, not as a cap. And on that view, the maximum for your client is 24 months rather than 21 months. That's what we'd like you to address.
Certainly, Your Honor. Your Honor, that was not a matter that was addressed in the court below.
It was indeed not. I mean, well, in the district court, everybody dropped the ball, and the judge thought it was 5 years. And it hasn't been addressed here, but that is the operative question. Is it 21? Assuming we remand based on the government's confession of error, do we remand with instructions to set a cap of 21 or with instructions to set a cap of 24?
I would like the matter to be remanded so that it could be discussed, rather argued fully in the court below, make an adequate record on it for its determination.
It's a purely legal question.
Indeed it is, Your Honor.
It does seem strange. It would seem strange for us to remand it to the district court and we would just be back here again.
Other than for the fact that...
We will give you, if you want, some time to file a supplemental memorandum after argument, and we will then get it resolved here.
We appreciate that, Your Honor. I believe that may be something that we'll wind up doing here.
Is there any other problem other than one just enunciated by my colleague?
No, Your Honor, not. And if Your Honor wishes, we'll simply leave it at that, provide additional briefing. Various courts of appeals that have decided the issue.
That would be fine.
This court hasn't, and so I think additional briefing would be appropriate. Unless the court has other questions, for me, the Albury issue was conceded by the government as well. The conditions supervised release.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a good time not to fight, you know. Flailing at shadows.
Are you going to insist on 21, or do you think this is an argument, an issue that needs attention?
Well, Your Honor, the fact that you raised it means it needs attention.
Right. And it's been resolved in other circuits and hasn't been dealt with in this one.
Pardon me?
I said good answer.
That should take care of your problem, shouldn't it?
Pardon me?
Other than being friendly, is there anything else you have to say?
Well, actually, when we got your refusal to...
Really? You got something else you want to say?
Right. You naturally wondered why, and that's why I began
why.
By telling Mr. Hillis why you are here.
You know why. What else do you want?
Well, I do know why, but it raised another issue in my mind. But I think it's too late for me to raise an issue on appeal because our briefs have been submitted. So I'll just stick with
good idea.
What you have said.
Yep. Good choice.
Thank you, Judge Bauer.
All right. We will. I assume, Mr. Hillis, you don't want a rebuttal to that. All right. We will give the parties 14 days to file supplemental briefs addressing the question whether the 24-month limit on revocation of supervised release for a Class C crime applies in the aggregate or per violation.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you very much. This case will be taken under advisement when the supplemental briefs have been received. And our final case of the day is United States against